You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, hourly update. Breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. Convicted child murderer Lori Vallow has made a startling claim in a jailhouse phone call with her estranged son. Vallow, who was sentenced to life in prison for the murders of her children, Tylee Ryan, and Joshua J.J. Vallow, alleges that her daughter was responsible for J.J.'s death and then took her own life. The interview with her son, Colby Ryan, is the first time the 51-year-old had been heard from publicly since she was sentenced in 2023. Colby Ryan posted the exchange with his mother on his podcast called The Scar Wars. Here's part of that call.
And what if she held him down too long and realized afterwards what she had done? What if she had come running to me and told me what she had done? Right? That it was an accident? Do you not think that I would have told police that I did it to save Tylee? Because you know that I would have.
Colby Ryan, who had not spoken to his mother in 4 years, expressed disbelief and anger at Vallow's claims. He emphasized that Tylee would never harm her brother and that the evidence suggests a much more sinister scenario. Prosecutors revealed that Tylee died in September of 2019, 2 weeks before JJ, whose body was found wrapped in plastic and duct tape in June of 2020, on the property of Vallow's husband, Chad Daybell, a self-proclaimed doomsday prophet. Vallow's descent into religious zealotry, heavily influenced by Daybell, had been a focal point of the case. They were reportedly convinced that the second coming of Christ was imminent and that only 144,000 people could be saved. Vallow's friends noted that she believed her children were dark and often referred to them as zombies. This disturbing ideology contributed to a web of manipulation and denial surrounding the children's deaths. Throughout the call, the so-called cult mom maintained that she is on a divine mission, asserting that her case has been blown out of proportion by the media. Colby, though, countered his mom's version of events and broke down while recounting the brutal treatment of Tylee's remains, which had been burned before burial, with some parts still missing. Despite his pain, Colby expressed forgiveness, but firmly denied any possibility of a reconciliation with his mother. Prior to this new confession, Vallow claimed that her children's deaths were accidental and due to fatal side effects of medications. Vallow remains behind bars, facing additional charges in Arizona related to the death of her fourth husband and the attempted murder of her niece's ex-husband. That trial is expected to begin in April of 2025.
I'm Nicole Parton. An Idaho man has been sentenced to life in prison for the murder of a homeless man he had offered to help. Justin Fresner and his friend Cameron Russell, both homeless, accepted a kind gesture from Dallas Brower, who later took them to IHOP for breakfast. However, things took a dark turn when Brower offered them marijuana laced with fentanyl, causing them to fall asleep. Cameron woke up to find his best friend being stabbed by Brower, who showed no remorse during the attack. The surviving man said the two had been huddled up at a bus stop when Brower approached the men and asked if they wanted to go for a hot breakfast at IHOP. Brower told police he started thinking the men should die for all the bad things they had done. He said during breakfast he felt the urge to kill them. And then during the attack, he said he felt like he was having an out-of-body experience. Despite Brower's claims of hallucinations and drug-induced violence, the court found him guilty of first-degree murder and aggravated assault. Freisner's body was found near the airport, with the coroner reporting multiple stab wounds as his cause of death. Russell, who survived the attack, was deeply traumatized by the incident and spoke out about the loss of his dear friend. During the sentencing, the judge handed Brower a life sentence with 25 years fixed, taking into account the gravity of the crimes committed. The victims' families also shared their pain and loss to the court, emphasizing the impact of Brower's action on their lives, saying, "Maybe he was homeless, but he was still our beloved family member."
I'm Drew Nelson. In Georgia, a doorbell camera captures the moment police officers bring a 5-year-old girl home after a stranger finds her wandering alone on a busy road. The kindergartner at Powder Springs Elementary School had been put on the wrong school bus and then dropped off at the wrong stop, miles away from home. The girl's grandmother, Michelle Fain, was away but saw the scene unfold on her phone from the video camera. Quote, I was on my way back to Atlanta and I heard the doorbell ring. I saw a police officer with my granddaughter on the porch. She tells WAGA the bus driver should be fired.
He has our precious cargo with him. Act like they're yours. What would you do with yours? Would you just leave yours out there? No. You'd have made sure they got back to the school.
A man had noticed the child wandering alone and called the police, who brought her back home safely. Her mother, who was frantically searching for her, got the news moments before arriving home. The family is outraged, demanding accountability for what they see as gross negligence by the school and the bus driver. The girl's father, Ashton Bailey, tells WAGA, quote, my daughter could have been hit by a car or picked up by someone. Thank God none of that happened. Now the family is calling for the bus driver's immediate termination. They want to ensure this doesn't happen to any other child. Bailey adds, quote, the thought of her out there by herself, anything could have happened. We need to make sure these drivers follow the rules. The Cobb County School District is apologizing, admitting that, quote, district policies weren't followed, and they are conducting an investigation to prevent future incidents. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alerts hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.